Shin Hei Sivov. Eilim Yoitzim Levuvim. Rams can go out with this thing called Levuvim. Who all Shekoshim and Tachas Sachrusam Shavyala Al Nekevas. There's some piece of material they put on their male organ so that they should not copulate with females. So this is acceptable because it's watching over the animal from doing things it shouldn't be doing. The Chelas Yoitzim Shchuzois, and the female sheep allowed to go out shchuzos, which is kosher. Mali yosim rabbi malik deshiyala lemesvarim. When they want the females and the males to be together, so they dafka tie up the tail of the female to make it easier for the males. With yoitzim kvunos, there are also these female sheep that are allowed to go out kvunos, which is kosher in beged tzav v'lishmo hatzemesh yenokim, to protect the wool on them. They put a cloth around the bodies, keep the wool on the bodies clean. The izim tsrudos, and izim could go tsrudos. For who should koshim, Rosh Hashanah, they would put a piece of cloth over the udders. When is this mutter? Tavka should koshim, izim can tell you she's tamku and dodeyim, v'layichlevu. Doesn't matter the shape. It's only when he ties it very tight, so that the udders should dry up and they should stop giving milk. Avon kosher for the lishmo chalvon shel yapil the oritz also the loy mahadik shapin v'chashinin dimu nofu v'osu lisui. But if it's just to protect the milk from dripping out, then it is prohibited to go out with that, because they would not tie it so tight, and we're concerned it will fall, and then you pick it up and you carry it. We have a chiddush over here that even though this is made just to protect the milk, and we saw also previously the garment to protect the tzemer and the sheep, it's also considered a type of malbush. It's not considered carrying. It's something which is the tzorich, this animal, or the things that come out of the animal. And therefore, it will be permitted, but the only reason why we ask it is because it's not tight and tight enough and may fall off.